Welcome back to another deep dive from Mattress Advisory. Now, before we get started today, just a quick heads up. Make sure you check out the links associated with this discussion. You might find an exclusive discount waiting for you there.
Definitely worth a look. Okay, so today we're tackling something really practical. The return process for the Helix Dusk Luxe mattress.
Yeah, this is crucial info if you're eyeing this mattress, or maybe any mattress with a trial period, really. You want that peace of mind, knowing your options if it turns out not to be, well, the perfect fit.
Exactly. It's about understanding what happens if you need to send it back. No surprises.
Right. So our goal today isn't just a list of instructions. We want to unpack what the experience is actually like, give you the real lowdown.
So you feel totally confident whatever you decide.
Okay, let's jump in. The Helix Dusk Luxe itself. Before we talk returns, what kind of mattress are we dealing with here? Who's it aimed at?
Good place to start. So, the Dusk Luxe is primarily designed with back and stomach sleepers in mind. It hits that kind of medium firm sweet spot that a lot of people look for. What's interesting under the hood is the layering.
Mm-hmm.
Multiple foams, yes, but specifically they use zoned lumbar support.
Zoned lumbar. Explain that a bit.
Yeah, it's not just one uniform firmness across the whole bed. The middle section, right under your lower back, is actually firmer.
Ah, okay.
This helps keep your spine aligned, especially for back sleepers. Prevents that kind of hammock effect, you know, less sinking in the hips.
That makes a lot of sense. So it's targeted support, not just overall firmness. The info also mentions a plush quilted pillow top. Sounds comfy.
It definitely adds a layer of initial softness, that immediate plush feel when you lie down. And for people who worry about overheating, there's an optional cooling cover you can get.
Oh, nice option.
Yeah, it can genuinely make a difference for hot sleepers.
So clearly a lot of thought went into the design. Okay, let's say you've done your research. You think the Dusk Luxe sounds right, and you order it. It arrives. What's the deal with trying it out?
Right, this brings us to the 100-night sleep trial. And that's a pretty standard but very valuable feature in the online mattress world.
100 nights. Seems like plenty of time to decide.
It is. It lets you test it in your own home, on your own schedule, with your own sheets, everything, the real environment.
But hang on, there's a catch, isn't there? Something about a break-in period.
Yes. The mandatory 30-night break-in period. You actually can't start a return before those first 30 nights are up.
Why did they do that? Seems a bit restrictive if you hate it on night one.
Well, there's a reason.
Yeah.
Mattresses, especially ones like the Dusk Luxe with different foam and coil layers, need a bit of time to soften up and settle. Kind of like breaking in new shoes.
Okay, I get that analogy.
And just as importantly, your body needs time to adjust to a new sleeping surface. It might feel different, maybe even a little uncomfortable at first, compared to your old, worn-out mattress. Helix wants you to give it a fair shot during that adjustment phase.
Right, so resist the urge to make a snap judgment after just a couple of nights. Makes sense. So, you diligently wait out the 30 nights, you've given it a real go, but it's still not working for you. What then?
Okay, so after day 30, and any time up until day 100, if you're not satisfied, you can initiate the return process.
Yeah.
And you're eligible for a full refund.
Good. Full refund, that's key.
Right.
So, how do you actually do that? Is it a complicated process?
They've actually made it pretty straightforward. You need to go to the Helix Sleep website, find their contact form.
Okay.
On that form, there'll be options like, how can we help? You'll look for something like returns, exchanges, and replacements.
Got it.
Click that, and then you'll likely see an option like, I'd like to return exchange something. Select that. They'll ask you for the reason for the return, just briefly and crucially, your order number.
Need that order number handy then?
Absolutely. Keep that email confirmation safe.
Okay, seems simple enough. Now, I saw a note about a limit. Something about how many mattresses you can return.
Yes, that's important detail. Helix limits returns to a maximum of 2 mattresses per household or customer.
2 total. Ever.
Per household, yeah. It's likely there to prevent abuse of the trial policy, you know.
Fair enough. Okay. Are there any conditions the mattress itself needs to meet? Like, can it be looking a bit rough after 90 nights?
Ah, good question. Yes, there are conditions. The mattress absolutely needs to be clean and undamaged.
Mine it.
Meaning no rips, no tears, and critically, no stains. A significant stain could actually void your ability to return it.
Ooh, okay. That's a big one. So using a mattress protector sounds less like a suggestion and more like a necessity if you want to keep that return option open.
Exactly. We'll touch on tips later, but a waterproof protector from day one is highly recommended. Really, it's essential.
Got it. So you've filled out the form, your mattress is clean, you're within the window. What's the next step from Helix's side? Do you have to somehow wrestle it into a box?
Thankfully, no. That's one of the big conveniences. Once your return request is processed and approved, Helix arranges for a third-party service to come and pick up the mattress directly from your home.
For free.
For free. No repackaging needed, no figuring out freight shipping. They handle the logistics.
Wow, that takes a lot of hassle out of it.
It really does. Just make sure it's, you know, accessible for the pickup crew and still in that good, clean condition we talked about.
Right, and once they've picked it up.
Once the pickup is confirmed, Helix processes your full refund back to whatever payment method you originally used. They say this typically happens within a few business days.
That sounds pretty smooth, all things considered. What happens to the mattress then? Did they just trash it?
Usually not. Most reputable online mattress companies, Helix included, try to donate returned mattresses to local charities or nonprofits, or arrange for them to be recycled.
Oh, that's good to hear. Better than just ending up in a landfill. Okay, so that covers returns. But what if you, like, almost love the Dusclux? Maybe it's just a tad too firm or a bit too soft. Is it just return or nothing?
No, you've got another option. An exchange.
Ah.
If you generally like the Helix feel, but think a different model might be better, say, you want something firmer, like their Twilight model, or softer like the Moonlight, you can opt for an exchange instead of a refund.
How does that work? Same process?
Pretty much the same initial steps, yeah. On that same support form, instead of selecting return for a refund, you'd indicate you want an exchange.
Okay.
The Helix customer service team will then work with you to figure out which other model might suit you better and guide you through the specifics of the swap.
That's a great option to have, so you don't have to start your mattress search all over again if you just picked the wrong firmness level initially.
Exactly. Keeps you within the Helix family, just finding the right fit.
Now, what about other Helix products? People might buy a base or pillows with their mattress. Do those have the same 100-night trial?
No, and that's a key distinction. For things like their bed frames and foundations, The trial period is shorter, only 30 nights.
Just 30.
And importantly, that clock starts ticking from the delivery date, not necessarily when you set it up. So you need to decide relatively quickly on those items.
Good to know. And pillows, sheets, that sort of stuff?
Same deal for most sleep accessories. Pillows, protectors, sheets, duvets. Generally a 30-day return window from delivery. No extended trial like the mattress itself.
Okay, so the 100-night trial is really specific to the mattress. Got it. We mentioned the mattress protector, which is vital. Any other tips for people to really make the most of that 100-night mattress trial?
Yeah, a couple things. Besides the protector, which we can't stress enough,
right?
Consider rotating the mattress head to foot every, say, 2 weeks or so, especially during that initial 30-night break-in.
Why rotation?
It just helps everything wear and settle more evenly, ensures you're getting a consistent feel across the surface as it breaks in.
Makes sense. Anything else?
Maybe keep some simple notes, like just jot down how you slept, how you feel when you wake up. Sometimes it's hard to remember day to day, but looking back over several weeks can give you a clearer picture of whether the mattress is actually improving your sleep or maybe causing issues.
Like a little sleep diary. That's a smart idea. It gives you objective data for your decision.
Exactly. Take some of the guesswork out.
Okay, great tips. And just to circle back and put the Dusclux itself in context again, you said medium firm.
Yeah, typically rated around a 6.5 out of 10 on the firmness scale, so good middle ground.
Yeah.
While aimed at back stomach sleepers, its balance means some side sleepers find it comfy too.
And the break-in.
Usually takes about 2 to 4 weeks for most people to feel it's fully settled and their body's adjusted.
Any common feedback? Like, does it help with pain?
We do see reports of people experiencing back pain relief, likely due to that zone support we discussed. It also tends to be pretty good at motion isolation, so you're less likely to feel your partner tossing and turning.
Oh, that's a big plus for couples.
Huge. Weight limit is something to note, generally around 250, maybe 300 pounds per sleeper. For heavier individuals, Helix often points towards their Plus line, like the Helix Plus Lux.
Good distinction. And warranty.
Comes with a lifetime warranty, which is pretty impressive.
Wow. And cooling. We mentioned the optional cover.
Yeah, it's designed to sleep relatively cool anyway with breathable materials, often the Tensil cover or that optional Glaciotex cooling cover on the pillow top.
And price-wise, ballpark for a queen.
You're usually looking somewhere in the range of, say, $800 to $899 to $2,099 for a queen size. But, you know, prices fluctuate with sales and promotions, so always check their site.
Right. Always check the current deals. Okay, I think that gives a really thorough overview. It seems like Helix has put effort into making the trial and return process fairly customer friendly.
Yeah, I think that's fair to say. The long trial, the mandatory break-in, the free pickup, the exchange option, it all points towards wanting you to find the right mattress, even if it takes a couple of tries, and making the return part as painless as possible if needed.
The goal seems to be confidence for the buyer, knowing you're not totally stuck if it doesn't work out.
Precisely. Give you that safety net.
Excellent. Well, hopefully this deep dive has clarified the whole Helix Dusk Lux return situation for you folks listening. The aim, as always, is to help you feel informed.
Informed and confident in your mattress buying journey.
Absolutely. And one last time, don't forget to check out those links associated with our deep dive today. You might snag yourself that exclusive discount. Thanks so much for tuning in to Mattress Advisory.